Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll have not one, but two segments of This Week in Recording History. We'll celebrate the beginning of life and the birthday of Hoagie Carmichael and have some songs of thanks. We're going to start off with the first of two segments of This Week in Recording History. You know, that's the portion of the show where we play rapidly rotating records having had a birthday this past week. And here to start us off is Art Landry and his orchestra.
Thank you. in the forest. Is she that way lovable and sweet? No one else can hold a candle. What a precious thing to handle. Is she that way lovable and sweet? What eyes like skies that lure, lure your heart? What lips that grips? The redder, the better you like from the start. Thank you.
drummer Harry Dial's Bluesicians and a Harry Dial composition, Poison, recorded for Vocalion in Chicago on November 19, 1930. Poison was preceded by The Rhythmic Eight, directed by John Furman, and Lovable and Sweet, music by Oscar Levant with words by Sidney Clare and sung there by Maurice Elwin on November 15, 1929. Lovable and Sweet is from the 1929 RKO radio picture Street Girl, which is a story about a jazz quartet calling themselves the Four Seasons, consisting of members Mike Fall, Joe Spring, Pete Summer, and Happy Winter, played by Jack Oakey. They meet Frederica Joyzel, a Hungarian violinist who becomes their manager. Gus Arnheim and his Coconut Grove ambassadors also appear in the film as themselves. We began the show with Art Landry and his orchestra, with Denny Dinty Curtis performing the vocal on 5 Foot Two, Eyes of Blue, written by Ray Henderson, with lyrics by Sam M. Lewis and Joe Young. That was recorded November 17, 1925. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Last week, November 23rd, marked the debut in 1936 of Life magazine. It was started by Henry Luce, successful publisher of Time magazine, and was based on picture magazines published in Germany in the 1920s. The first cover pictured the Fort Peck Dam in Montana, part of Franklin Roosevelt's New Deal program, photographed by Margaret Bourke White. On page 2, a photo showed a doctor slapping a newborn baby with the caption, "Life Begins." After 1972, Life magazine was published monthly. So here to commemorate Life magazine are some rapidly rotating records about life, beginning with Billy Marin and his Commanders.
Thank you. daily my scales most every day. Followed my instructions closely every way. Never, never seemed to get on. Never learned a doggone thing till I clipped a coupon. Sudden success to bring. Why, they smiled and they laughed when I sat down to play. I'm the life of the party now. Why, the boy's okay, I heard the people say. I'm the life of the party now. Now there's a little girl over there who always said you're a fool. But now she has that come on stare.
Rock, 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 what is cool.
And so I play and I pay and pay and pay. I'm the life of the party now.
Some rapidly rotating records to commemorate the debut of Life magazine exactly 67 years ago on November 23, 1936. We began with Billy Maron and his Commanders with the vocal by Rita Williams and All My Life from July 14, 1936. Rita Williams appeared in the British Lion film The Show's the Thing and joined Maron's Commanders full-time in about 1936, beginning a long and successful career as a session singer which lasted into the 1960s. After All My Life, it was Joe Hames and his orchestra, with Joe also providing the vocal on He's the Life of the Party from May 4, 1932. After Joe Hames, it was Benny Moten's Kansas City Orchestra, recording in Chicago on July 18, 1929, and When Life Seems So Blue. That had been recorded by the band in September of the previous year with a vocal by James Taylor, but it was rejected by Victor. And we just heard the Benny Goodman-Harry James collaboration, Life Goes to a Party, played by Harry James and his orchestra on December 1, 1937.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
It's time now for another segment of This Week in Recording History. Here's Justin Ring and his OK Orchestra.
I live in memory among my souvenirs. Some letters tied with blue, a photograph or two. I see a rose from you among my souvenirs. A few more tokens rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to give me consolation, I count them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broad broken heart among my souvenirs. Thank you.
feeling I'm falling dear. I felt it the moment I found you. This feeling I'm feeling keeps calling dear. It's fatal, can't wait till I'm round you. I'd like to tell you all the flame that makes me flutter, but it's so utterly impossible to utter. I'm feeling, I'm falling, when shall I see some feeling you're falling for me?
Another set of rapidly rotating records having birthdays this past week. We started off with Justin Ring and his OK Orchestra, actually Sam Lannon's OK Melodeons, and Among My Souvenirs. Music by Horatio Nichols and lyric by Edgar Leslie, recorded November 21, 1927. Then it was The Syncopating Five from a Jeanette 78, recorded November 22, 1922, and Chicago. The Syncopating Five got their start playing dance music in hotels in Florida. Most of the band members were from Ohio and Indiana, and they returned north and played gigs there until the winter when they returned to play in Florida and Georgia. In 1922, saxophonist Ray Stilson and the then-unknown cornet player Red Nichols joined the band, bringing the number of Syncopating Fives to seven. They billed themselves as the Syncopating Five and their orchestra, and recorded under the more logical name of the Syncopating Seven. The band went north to Chicago, where Red Nichols was introduced to Bix Beiderbecke's cornet playing while Bix sat in with the Friars Society Orchestra, after which Nichols started to model his playing after Bix's style. The Syncopating Seven landed a gig at the Ambassador Hotel in Atlantic City and felt they needed a classier image, so they changed the name of the band to the Royal Palm Orchestra, but the band was a flop and the group broke up soon afterwards. We finished up with one of my favorite records, Louis James, with Victor Arden and Phil Oman and their orchestra, and Feeling I'm Falling, written by George and Ira Gershwin for the show Treasure Girl and recorded November 22, 1928. I'm Glenn Robison, and this is Rapidly Rotating Records, Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
Last week, November 22nd, marked the birth in 1899 in Bloomington, Indiana, of composer Hoagland Howard Carmichael, better known as Hoagie. He attended Indiana University, playing in college bands, including his own Carmichael's Collegians, and passed up a career as a lawyer for songwriting. His first real songwriting success came with Stardust, written in 1927, but which didn't become a hit until lyrics were added in 1931. His collaborators included lyricists Mitchell Parrish, Frank Lesser, Johnny Mercer, Sammy Lerner, Stanley Adams, and Ed Heyman. He wrote for movies as well as the score for the 1940 Broadway musical Walk with Music, and appeared in a number of movies as an actor in the 40s and 50s. He wrote two autobiographies, The Stardust Road and Sometimes I Wonder. He died of a heart attack at his home in Rancho Mirage, California on December 27, 1981. Here are three from Hoagy Carmichael.
Thank you. out of cigarettes, holding hands and yawning.
Look how late it gets, two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight.
Here we are in the cozy chair, picking on a wishbone
from the frigid air. Two sleepy people with nothing to say, and too much in love to break away.
Do you remember the nights we used to linger in the hall?
Father didn't like you at all.
I call him Pops. Do you remember the reason why we married in the fall?
To rent this little nest and get a bit of rest. Well,
here we are, just about the same.
Foggy little fella,
drowsy little dame.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. On your collar, wrinkles in my dress. Two sleepy people who know very well they're too much in love to break the spell.
Here we are, crazy in the head. Gee, your eyes are gorgeous, even when they're red. Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much in love to say goodnight. Do you remember when we went dancing at the Palomar? When it was over, why naturally we cuddled in the car.
So you ran out of gas, and I was green as grass.
Here we are, keeping up the pace,
letting each tomorrow slap us in the face.
Two sleepy people by dawn's early light, and too much
in love to say goodnight.
Three from Hoagy Carmichael, born November 22nd, 1899. We began with Goody's Good Timers, a pseudonym on Pathé and Perfect for Mill's Merrymakers, and Stardust, recorded November 8, 1928. We haven't heard from the Mills brothers in a while, but there they were from a 1935 radio broadcast for the Dodge Motor Company and Lazy Bones. And we finished up with Hoagy himself in a duet with Ella Logan, backed by Perry Botkin and his orchestra, and Two Sleepy People.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and available anytime on demand online at RadioFreeWorld.com.
This coming Thursday is Thanksgiving Day here in the U.S. Thanksgiving celebrations and harvest festivals have been held since ancient times. What we've come to know as the First Thanksgiving, the famous 1621 pilgrim event, wasn't the first occurrence of the modern American holiday, but was a traditional secular English harvest celebration. The Thanksgiving holiday evolved out of a routine Puritan religious observation. The first national day of Thanksgiving was declared in 1777 by the Continental Congress, and George Washington proclaimed a national day of Thanksgiving in 1789. In 1863, President Lincoln proclaimed the last Thursday in November as a national day of Thanksgiving, and Thanksgiving was proclaimed by every president after Lincoln. The date was changed a couple of times, most recently by Franklin Roosevelt, who moved it back a week to the next to last Thursday in order to create a longer Christmas shopping season, but he moved it back to its original date 2 years later. In 1941, Thanksgiving was sanctioned by Congress as a legal holiday on the fourth Thursday in November. I'm thankful for the opportunity to bring you some great music from the 1920s and 30s, and I'm going to do just that.
A million thanks to you for everything that love could bring you brought me. Each ten of love words you happen to say is hidden away in a memory's vultures. Thanks a million, for I remember too the tenderness that your caress taught you. A million dreams come true, and so I'm saying thanks a million to you.
An old-fashioned team. It was a wonderful treat to hear the patter of horses' feet. My bones were nearly broke. I took it as a joke. It was only to me, 'cause I was used to riding in a big limousine. But buggy riding, loving, sure beats any machine. Now, although I lost the pride, thanks for the buggy ride, I had a wonderful time.
Percival Mackey and his band, April 17, 1926, with Fred Douglas vocalizing on Thanks for the Buggy Ride, written in 1925 by Jules Bufano. In 1924, Bufano was pianist and arranger in the Paul Bees Orchestra, and 36 years later, in 1960, he was still performing, at that time in the Painted Desert Room of the Desert Inn Hotel in Las Vegas. Before that, it was the MCBB, the Mound City Blue Blowers, in 1935, and Thanks a Million, written by Gus Kahn and Arthur Johnston from the picture Thanks a Million. And we began with Rudy Marlowe and his orchestra, a Ben Selvin band, and Thank Your Father, from January 27, 1930. The scat vocal was by Jack Teagarden, who played trombone, and the pianist in the band was Rube Bloom. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. Thank you for your very kind attention.